This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora.
Yeah, what it's up? Another week. It's another.
It's another week. Yeah.
Another awesome track to
the Monday blues.
Monday blues. I don't know where this voice is coming from, but I'm real into it.
Yeah. So today we're going to look at Blondie, their 1978 album Parallel Lines.
Yes.
Turning 40. So Blondie, they were formed in 1974 in New York by Miss Debbie Harry, of course, and Mr. Chris Stein, who were actually in a relationship at the time. And they formed out of the burgeoning new music scene in the city that was around that time, the kind of punk scene, underground scene. And obviously we're talking here bands like the Ramones and Television and Talking Heads.
Yes.
Did anyone go to David Byrne? I regret not going.
But I was jealous.
I was extremely jealous, and I heard it was fucking amazing.
And you know what? Jealousy is earned. So congratulations to all of you who made it to David Byrne. May you burn.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of you. Okay.
I heard he burned down the house.
Oh, no.
Zing!
Oh, no!
Sorry, dad jokes. Too early in the morning for dad jokes.
Okay, yep. It's okay.
Moving on, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, composure. So Blondie, they released two albums in 1976 and 1977. Mixed success. They also had various members come and go, which wasn't helpful, and it wasn't a smooth start to the group's career. But at this stage, they were just finding their feet. But when it came to recording this album, the troubles continued. They got a new producer in. His name was Mike Chapman. And some of the band members didn't like him at all because he was considered a bit of a perfectionist and made the band spend hours in the studio, which I don't think they appreciated at the time. At one stage, even bassist Nigel Harrison threw a synthesizer at him, which is pretty impressive. So these sessions, they were pretty much marred by conflict between the band and the producer, and also conflict within the band.
I mean, were synthesizers really that compact back then? I don't think they were.
No.
I think there was... Wow, you must be pretty strong.
Yeah, and it would have been one of those early synthesizers as well.
So. That ain't no Casio.
No way.
No.
Yeah, so it wasn't really stable. But musically speaking, they managed to put up a good album. I mean, it was in more of a pop direction compared with their previous two records. Songs on here, very melodic, catchy pop songs.
Yeah, there's some mighty hits on here.
Definitely. It's certainly not what you'd call a punk album or a traditional new wave album, but more of a poppy type record, pop rock.
I suppose back then new wave wasn't really that, you couldn't really put your finger on it.
No, it's one of those styles that kind of encompasses so many different things.
Yeah.
And all of the bands are very different from each other, but they kind of got lumped together in this group, basically because they were all from the same city kind of thing.
Yes.
And hung out together and played at the same venues. So let's play a song. We're going to start with the opening track. It's called Hanging on the Telephone. And this was the second single. And it's actually by a band called The Nerves. So it's a cover. And it's in a kind of fast-paced power pop style.
Fast-paced power pop style. I love that. Hello.
I'm in the phone booth. I told you.
Kia ora, everyone. It is Morning Glory with Geneva, and this is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hi.
And yeah. I'm eating a stale Danish.
And I'm drinking a cappuccino.
Yam, yam, yam.
Very New York.
Yams. All right.
All right, so that was Hanging on the Telephone. Right now we're going to play track 3, which is called Picture This. It's the lead single from the album. Another very poppy track, kind of in that 60s girl group style, I reckon, this track. Mm. Very typical of this record. And it was a hit for them in the UK, giving the band their third top 20 UK hit. They were very popular in the UK, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go, Picture This.
Picture This.
Picture This, Blondie.
What about that?
About that catchy song?
Sweet. So this next one is a hardcore banger.
Yeah. And before we play that hardcore banger,
yes,
we'll just talk about how this album was received at the time.
Yes.
It was a big hit for the band. They wanted a hit. They got a hit. This album went to number 1 in the UK.
Smashed that.
Number 6 in the US and number 3 in New Zealand. So
kabam.
There you go. Critics called it a crossover smash. And we're impressed with the pop hooks and the combination of new wave and power pop. Spin magazine called it the perfect pop rock record. So obviously the decision to go in a more pop direction paid off for them. In terms of its wider legacy, it's generally now considered their best album and one of the best albums to come out of the New York scene at the time. Rolling Stone voted it in their top 500 albums list and... Enemy voted it the 18th best album of all time, and Pitchfork voted it the 76th best album of the 70s. So it's considered a bit of a classic record from the 70s. As for the band themselves, they went on to release 3 more albums before splitting up in 1982. They then reunited in 1997, and they're still touring to this day and making music, although currently only Debbie, Chris Stein, and Clem Burke remain from the original lineup. But yeah, they're still going strong. They released a pretty good album last year, and good on them. And on that note, we're going to finish with the 3rd single from the record and a big, big hit for the band. It's Heart of Glass, of course. It went number one in the UK, US and New Zealand. And Rolling Stone voted it in their top 500 songs of all time. So, and also interesting fact, it remains to this day the 56th best-selling single ever in the UK.
All right. So thank you very much for coming in, Sam,
pleasure,
yet again.
Pleasure,
coming
pleasure.
Through with the tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll see you next week.
All righty. See ya.
Enjoy, everybody.
Such a banger.
Banger.
We'll be right back.
happy anniversary to that album. Happy anniversary.